Life is our ultimate playground, and in this podcast, I invite you, dear master, to play. And in the process, I invite you to move into your heart so you can love more, receive more love, and express that love more, feel more joy, and share it with others, and have more freedom, more opportunities, deeper connections, and to experience the community you may have been longing for. I'm Dr. Satori Madrone, and I've spent nearly 30 years exploring the depths of human experience, from minds, bodies, and energies, to lives, and even businesses. As a fellow traveler on the path of personal and spiritual evolution, I'm driven to investigate the unfolding of greater awareness, elevated consciousness, and alignment with our divine nature. I've created the Master of Play with Dr. Satori podcast to be a playful adventure of discovering how to unlock a life filled with joy, freedom, love, abundance, and oh so much more. So if you're craving a more meaningful life, if you're yearning to ignite your inner spark and step into boundless opportunities and infinite possibilities, then join me for the ride. Are you ready to play? Hey there, I'm Dr. Satori Madrone, and welcome to the playground of joy and conscious evolution. I'm beyond excited to introduce my new podcast called Master of Play with Dr. Satori, where we will dive deep into personal and spiritual development, specifically who we are and why we're here, and how to create a joyful life through the divine gift of play. So, what does it mean to be a master of play? It means that fundamentally, we are extensions of Source, of God, the Creator, Universe, the Divine, or whatever name works best for you. And as we are part of the whole, that infinite intelligence of the I Am Presence, we are already masters of energy and masters of creation. And creation and the oneness of Source Consciousness are the same. Even as individualized humans who are experiencing physical-based realities, we are the creators of those realities, as we are a part of the consciousness that creates worlds and all realities. And when we align with that creative energy and allow it to be in flow with our joy, we demonstrate being masters of play. When we chose to come into an embodied experience of physical density, we knew that life was going to be a grand adventure, that life and this magnificent earth is our playground. And that all we seek and what we choose to do can be done in the joyful spirit of play. We are no different than the ascended masters who have come before us and who are among us right now. All of them, no matter what time frame or culture they're from, or what religion or philosophy has arisen from their teachings, their message has been that everything they have demonstrated in their lives, what we would perceive as magic and miracles, we too can do. They are not separate from us, and we are not separate from them. The only difference is that they have let go of all resistance to who they are, and they consciously live their lives as masters of play. Because truly, the only thing that stands in the way of our own enlightenment, our own self-realization, actualization, ascension, or freedom is resistance to accepting who we are. And if we look at the dictionary's meaning of resistance, it's all about being in opposition to the refusal or unwillingness to accept, to fight, battle, or struggle against. And of course, we don't consciously choose to resist our own divine nature or to battle against ourselves. Resistance isn't conscious. It's about being unconscious. Unconscious to who we are, unconscious to our role as manifester and creator of our own thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and what we desire to have, experience, and who we choose to become. Resistance comes when we believe or place less value on the eternal and unlimited nature of our being and greater value on the circumstances or conditional realities of our limited environments. Let's take abundance, for example. At its core, abundance means having what we want delivered at just the right time so that we are never without. And this includes an abundance of money, well-being, relationships, love, joy, peace, opportunities, and freedom. So when we look for abundance in our lives and we don't see evidence of it, because it's not present within the conditions of our environment, such as in our bank accounts, our physical bodies, our relationships, and so on, then we are looking at our lives through the lens of lack and not enoughness, which are energies of resistance. In that moment of resistance, we are unwilling to accept that we are inherently divine, abundant beings who can create anything we desire. And when we resist abundance, it means that we don't feel worthy or deserving of being abundant, and that our belief of unworthiness is greater than the belief that abundance is our inherent birthright. Abundance is the manifestation of creation that is born from the endless energy of the unified field of oneness. And when we resist abundance or anything in our lives, then we resist all of life, all of who we are, which is source consciousness. But you are a master of play who has chosen to come to this 3D reality and to experience this physical density as your personal playground. And the hallmark of the third dimension is duality, limitation, judgment, fear, and separation, which are all expressed through resistance. As a multidimensional being with free choice, you get to choose where you wish to focus your attention and creative energy. So if you choose to no longer align with the 3D energies of duality and judgment, then you would no longer subscribe to the ideas of right or wrong, good or bad, better or less than, or higher or lower than. You would fully accept that there is only consciousness and the expression of consciousness, which include all manifestations of the physical. Nothing is apart from source consciousness, and everything is an expression of the divine. There is also no dividing line between the mundane and the spiritual, because everything comes from spirit and is spirit. Without 3D limitations, you'd experience the limitlessness of creating all that you desire in the instant you desire it, and without separation, you'd be in a state of oneness with everyone and everything, and there would be no separation between you and anything. So, you might be asking, if our 3D environment is so ripe with resistance, and if we are sparks of the divine who are ascending through the layers of density towards the oneness that we came from, then why did we create a 3D playground to begin with? We came here to experience a multitude of diversity in many forms so that we could make choices about how we want to uniquely express ourselves as individualized beings who have temporarily forgotten that we are all one. That filter of forgetting is what allows us to have experiences that come from duality, limitation, judgment, and separation, which inspire us to evolve, to desire and create new experiences, and to expand our consciousness. We came here to play. Play is the creative force that stems from our awareness and alignment with being a conscious creator who evolves through the process of creation. Play is the expression of our divine nature that allows Source to experience, evolve, and expand through us. Because as we become more of who we are, Source also experiences becoming more. Through this podcast, I seek to reflect back to you that you are already a powerful creator and innately a master of play, and a master who is at play. There is also nothing to do but to be joyful, to play, to express yourself in whatever way that you choose, and to be who you already are. You are constantly making choices, whether you know it or not, and those choices are weaving together a beautiful tapestry of expression and experimentation. And because you are Source Consciousness, you are not only a master of play, you are also a master of love, joy, peace, abundance, freedom, and well-being. This is your birthright and who you are, and you don't have to go anywhere or do anything to be who you already are. You were born magnificent. You are already whole and were never broken. You are already enough, already worthy and deserving, and there is nothing to prove or to strive for. There is nothing to achieve because you are already everything you desire or could ever desire to be. You are also never alone because you are not only oneness, but the source of oneness. You can't fail, screw things up, or get it wrong because nothing can ever be wrong. And if you're here with me right now, then it's time to see yourself as Source sees you, to rediscover your gifts, your innate abilities, and to fall in love with yourself and your life. Your life is your grand experiment. It's your creation that is uniquely yours to create, and you get to decide what it will look like and how you will live it. So if you're feeling discomfort, dis-ease, or dissatisfaction with yourself or your life, it's a sign that at this moment, you're not a vibrational match to your divine nature because you're experiencing resistance. Feelings that are often defined as negative are actually signs from your higher self or divine guidance system. These feelings self-reflect that it's time to explore what you truly desire to create that is in alignment with the unconditional love of Source that is you. And as a collective, we're already shifting from the third into the fourth and merging into the fifth dimension of consciousness, which many are calling the New Earth, Heaven on Earth, or Peace on Earth. And where you are in this shift is exactly where you need to be, because you can only truly be where you are. The shift from the third into the fourth dimension of personal growth and transformation happens when you begin to ask, is there more? Is there more to my life than what I experience? Is there more to who I am than what I imagine? Is there more to existence and the meaning of life than I realize? You begin to explore your purpose, your beliefs, and you start to focus on well-being and healing the various aspects of your life that feel imbalanced. And as you become more aware, awake, and conscious of who you really are as a creator and as creation itself, you begin to move even beyond personal development. In the fifth dimension of consciousness, we drop our judgments of others and ourselves, and we start realizing that what we want, we already have. What we desire is who we already are. And so we begin to let go of the mental constructs or ideas we have about what we think we should do and how to do it, how we think we should act, what we should look like, and how to conform so that we measure up to the social expectations of the groups that we identify with. We become less and less interested in believing in a limited reality or worldview, and we identify less and less with the physical circumstances around us. We understand that the conditions in our lives are products of our past, and that we are no longer defined by our past because we are inspired by a vision of our future. And so, we let go of resistance to our own self-compassion by letting go of old concepts, constructs, and paradigms of competition, comparison, judgment, and perfection. We let go of resistance to feeling peaceful when we let go of uncertainty and fear. We let go of resistance to experiencing abundance when we let go of feeling lack, needing proof that our desires have been manifested before we allow ourselves to feel abundant and to appreciate our abundance. And we let go of resistance to freedom when we let go of the struggle, the efforting to get results or to make things happen in the way that we want them to happen. Instead, when we let go of resistance, we open ourselves up to be in alignment with our greatest good, and in sync with even greater possibilities that are ours if we can just relax and allow life to unfold for us. And it's through letting go of all resistance that we have to life that we open up to everything we desire, all possibilities, all opportunities, and benevolent outcomes. And when we let go of resistance, life becomes so much fun, so joyful and exciting. Life is our ultimate playground. And in this podcast, I invite you, dear master, to play. And in the process, I invite you to move into your heart so you can love more, receive more love, and express that love more, feel more joy and share it with others, and have more freedom, more opportunities, deeper connections, and to experience the community you may have been longing for. Let's not only recognize our unity in divinity, let's step into expressing the divine, to move, speak, live, and play like the divine, and to be more divine and less separate from it. Our world is dramatically shifting, and this can either be a stimulus for fear and promotion of suffering and separation, or it can be a gift that wakes us up from mediocrity, sameness, shakes us from our lethargy, and motivates us out of disengagement and distraction. We can be peaceful with not knowing what lies ahead and feel so much love, gratitude, and freedom that nothing will knock us from our center because we feel so good and so whole. So let's go from where we are now and step into the mantle of our mastery to become so familiar with our abilities as creators of our reality that every act is an act of joy and play and becoming even more. And why wouldn't we want to? Why wouldn't we want to dance with creation and fall in love with it, meld with the divine in every single waking moment? What's the downside to feeling abundance or joy when our environment reflects something else? Peace when everything around us is chaos, love when others are expressing hate, and gratitude simply for the gift of being alive. And if you can't think of a downside either, then take this ride with me, this experiment as masters of play. And let's see what happens, what's possible when we stop playing by the rules of the known reality and we play a different game where we prioritize our conscious evolution. Are you ready to play? So until next time, my friend, be playful and joyful. Live fully, love unconditionally, and surrender to the divine oneness of your own being. And if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to subscribe to the Master of Play with Dr. Satori podcast and sign up for our newsletter at drsatorimadrone.com, where you'll discover all the ways that you can stay connected, learn about upcoming events, and how I can support you in your journey of awakening to all that you desire. It's your moment.